There are 85 House freshmen that will be sworn in January. One of the last parts of their orientation is the lottery for their offices. Since no one has seniority, it's all a game of chance. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
In a crowded House committee room, there's a nervous energy. As newly elected members wait to find out about their new digs, one thing is top of mind. On Capitol Hill, just like everywhere else, it's all about location, location, location. Each member marches up to the front of the room and reaches into a box that's holding numbered buttons, 1 through 85. If they get a low number, they'll get first pick. If they get a high number, well, they won't be getting prime office space. Prayers, push-ups, dancing, everyone has their own good luck charm. And everyone is cheering each other on. Representative-elect Gil Cisneros is the eighth person to go. When it comes to lotteries, he's a pro. He actually won the real lottery back in 2010, one that had a $266 million jackpot. But this time,
Mr. Cisneros has drawn number 72.
Not so lucky.
Lightning doesn't strike twice.
After they know their number, the day turns into something that feels like part apartment shopping, part scavenger hunt.
Two on the fifth floor that are almost 1,300 square feet.
Cisneros is in the underbelly of the Capitol with his wife, Jackie, navigating hallways that are filled with the outgoing members' couches, lamps, and fridges, trying to make a list of options. He heads straight to Cannon, where there are smaller offices with no Capitol view.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to end up over here from just the high number that we drew.
Cisneros is weighing a bunch of factors: proximity to where he'll have to have meetings, whether there's a bathroom, whether there are windows.
To be honest, I'm just kind of happy to be here, so... The alternative was no office at all. I'm not going to really be disappointed.
Another freshman, Steve Watkins of Kansas, says he's hunting for something specific.
You see, I'm going to be staying, I'm going to be living in my office, and so my priorities were to find a place that lent itself to that.
In the end, Watkins, who drew number 20, gets a primo spot in the Longworth office building with plenty of room for a cot. And Cisneros gets the space he wanted. But because it's on one of the top floors of Cannon, he's going to need to build in time for his long walks to the House floor to vote. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.